This will be our last Payong Aruga episode for Season V. And speaking of the letter V, sakto, malapit na ang Valentine's Day. Kaya, Valentine's Edition ito in this week's The J. Aruga Show. Kumusta? Kumusta? Welcome to the J. Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. So, sawa ka na ba sa mga pang-aalipusta ng woke culture sa ating mga values? Pues, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right podcast. Because here, in the J. Aruga Show, ay tuturuan namin kayo kung paano ipagtanggol ang life, marriage, the family, and more importantly, the truth. Because it takes a village to take back the culture. Nagustuhan nyo ba yung episode natin last week? Meron na tayong video. It's the first ever video release ng podcast kung saan simultaneous rinilis natin yung audio and video sa YouTube. Kung hindi nyo nagustuhan, wala kayong magagawa because yan na yung magiging trajectory natin. Pero kung nagustuhan nyo and you'd like to see more of it, ay press that follow button naman or subscribe kung saan man kayo nakikinig. Kung sa YouTube, paki-like na rin. Wala namang extra charge yung pagla-like, di ba? Kaya paki-like na rin, share nyo na, and who knows, baka yung mga kaibigan nyo ma-discover ang The J. Aruga Show podcast. Alright, so ano ang pag-uusapan natin this week? Dahil malapit na ang Valentine's Day or V-Day, and mind you, Ash Wednesday ang Valentine's Day, hopefully, mahiya naman pala yung mga mag-check-in sa motel na may abo sa noo. And lalo na kung hindi kayo kasal, wag nyo gagawin nyo. Wag kayo mag-check-in kapag hindi kayo kasal. Para lang yun sa mag-asawa. Pero kung magsing-irog pa lang kayo, mag-girlfriend, boyfriend, or may nanliligaw sa inyo, the best way to spend the Valentine's Day is magsimba muna kayo. Kasi Ash Wednesday nga ito. And kung Catholic girl ka, kung hindi kayo muna inayang magsimba ng boyfriend nyo or manliligaw nyo sa Valentine's Day, i-break nyo na yan. Alam na kung anong klaseng lalaki ito. Okay, with that said, let's do Payong Aruga. Magbabasa tayo ng mga random questions nyo from the internet na humingi ng payo, then bibigyan natin sila ng unsolicited advice. Hindi ba sila directly nag-send ng email sa akin? Or either that, or baka made up letters lang itong mga babasahin ko. Ang main point lang talaga ng episode is magbigay ako ng payo sa inyong lahat. So ikaw na mag-decide kung ano yung paniniwalaan nyo, kung made up lang ba to or nakuha ko sa internet. Sige, let's start with this one. Dear Kuya Jay, ako po'y sumusulat sa inyo dahil ako'y lubos na nagugulumihanan. I'm in love with this girl, but how do I know if I really love her? Una, I feel butterflies in my belly, pero hindi kaya dahil lang yun sa nakain kong panis na kanin kanina. Pangalawa, hindi ako makatulog sa gabi, but isn't it just a sign of insomnia rather than love? Again, I'm very nagugulumihanan, Sir Jay. Please, I need your advice. Nagmemahal, Junjun. Alam mo, Junjun, salamat sa iyong sulat. Ang una kong may papayo sa iyo ay kung Tagalog, Tagalog lang. At kung Ingles, Ingles lang. Huwag niyo ipag-mix-mix or what you guys say these days, mekas-mekas. So where to begin? Usually kapag tingin natin in love na tayo ay iba yung nararamdaman natin than usual. Tuwing nakita mo siya, para kang natutunaw, di ba? Parang ice cream na bilad sa ilalim ng araw. Tapos yung tigyawat mo sa ilong, pati na sa pisngi, sa kakaisip mo sa kanya, yung tigyawat mo ay dumadami. Original yan. Hindi ko ginaya yan sa kung anong kanta. Pero ang tanong ay, love mo na ba siya? Itong feeling of love na ito, na sabi mo itong feelings na ito, it shouldn't be confused as love. Ito yung matatawag na infatuation. Okay siya, yeah. Masayang makaranas ng feelings na ito. Pero in the long run, wag sana natin itong ma-confuse as love. Dahil ika nga ni Stephen Covey, love is a verb. Ang danger kapag ginudge natin ang itatagal ng relationship based dito sa feelings na ito, kung gaano ka-intense ang nararamdaman mo sa kanya, ay baka magulumihanan talaga tayo. Baka isipin natin ito yung tao na makakasama natin forever dahil sa intense ng feelings. Pero wag natin i-judge ang future ng relationship based sa kung ano yung present feelings mo dun sa tao. Dapat nga, if you're discerning for marriage, which is what you should be doing kapag nasa dating scene ka, ay dapat, ito sabi ng isang wise man, don't make life-changing decisions in the state of kilig. So, hindi ko malala kung sino nagsabi nun. Parang si Ramon Bautista ata. But before that, I think we're on the same page kapag sinabi natin na we're dating for marriage. Diba? The reason for dating is to discern kung yung tao na makakasama mo sa pagde-date, siya na ba ang pang-forever mo? Otherwise, kung ay pag-boyfriend, girlfriend ka for many years na hindi mo iniisip ang marriage, nagkakasaya ka lang ng oras niyan. Okay, so balik tayo dun sa quote na don't make life-changing decisions in the state of kilig. It made sense, di ba? Kung balak mo mag-resign sa kumpanya, tapos overwhelmed ka ng emotions dahil sa galit mo sa isang incident na nangyari, bad idea yan. Parang, paano na ang pamilya mo? Ganun din sa love. If your feeling of kilig is your decision-making factor, medyo, wag muna. Intayin mo munang mag-subside a bit yung feeling of kilig, then dun ka mag-discern kung siya na ba talaga ang pang-forever mo. And when you discern, eto ang mas magandang tip. Don't choose someone you share interest with. Huwag ito ang priority. Kung same kayo ng interest, yeah, it's nice to have. More than that, choose someone who you have the same values as. So, mahalaga ang may pareho kayong pinaniniwalaan. Mahalaga yung may pareho kayong pinahahalagahang values. Dahil mahalaga ito for raising kids. Kapag magre-raise kayo ng kids, mahalaga you're on the same page. Because marriage is all about raising kids and being with each other for the long haul while you raise these kids. So, mas madali kung pareho kayo ng values kesa yung pareho kayo ng interest. So, paano mo malaman kung mahal mo na itong tao na ito? Sabi ni Pope St. John Paul the Great, my patron saint, the greater the feeling of responsibility for the person, the more true love there is. Ibig sabihin, unless you're ready to take responsibility in willing the good for this other person, hindi mo masasabing mahal mo siya. At ayan talaga ang meaning ng love, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, to will the good of the other. Kaya nga, sa mga countries na may arranged marriage, hindi katakataka na mas mababa pa ang divorce rate doon kesa doon sa countries na preconditioned ang mga tao na ang pagkakasalan nila dapat ay yung taong may strong feeling sila. So kung gusto nating makita ng true example of love, tumingin ka lang sa isang crucifix. Si Jesus, when he sacrificed himself for his bride, the church, I don't think meron siyang warm, fuzzy feeling sa kanyang belly or butterflies sa kanyang stomach kapag habang nasa krus siya, di ba? So think about it. Okay, so let's talk about the next letter naman. Sige, basahin natin to. Dear Jay, may boyfriend ako na 10 years older than me at ayaw sa kanya ng parents ko dahil baka daw kasal na siya, hindi lang niya sinasabi sa akin. And because of that, patago kaming nagde-date. At medyo nakaka-stress dahil ayaw kong nagsisinungaling ako kay parents tuwing lumalabas kami. What should I do? Okay, so medyo anong maipapayo natin dito? It depends, I guess. Kung si guy mismo yung nagsabing i-secret kay parents, medyo red flag yan. Kung nagsimula ang relationship nyo with this foundation of keeping secrets, hindi magandang sign yan. Balang araw baka sa'yo naman mag-keep ng secret si guy kung may affair siya with another girl. Diba? So kung ako ang guy, I'll man up, I'll meet your parents, I'll show them that I'm a good suitor for their daughter. Kasi may chance naman talaga na ang parents mo ang medyo unreasonable. Pero kung ako si guy, i-exhaust ko muna ang mga options na yon, yung meeting the parents. Parang si Ben Stiller, di ba? He met the parents. So, yun. Instead of keeping the relationship a secret sa simula't simula pa lang. Also, it goes without saying na I hope you're practicing chastity. No sex before marriage. Because you'll weed out a lot of guys this way. Yung mga lalaki na katawan lang at sex lang ang habol nila sa'yo, ma-weed out mo yan. Sabihin mo kay guy, make it known, no sex before marriage. And sabihin mo sa kanya yung mindset mo, because you're dating because you want to find a person to marry. So, kung sinabi mo yan, day one pa lang, baka hindi na siya magka-interest sa'yo. And by the way, disclaimer, mga opinion ko lang pala itong mga payo na ito based on the little info that we have. Pero we try to operate under Catholic and Christian values dito sa mga payo na ibinibigay ko, which we should be doing when navigating life. And also, by the way, huwag niyong i-disregard ang payo ng parents. Kasi itong mga tao na ito, that's the reason kung bakit ang marriage is for life. Dahil itong mga parents, hindi natatapos ang responsibility ng parents kapag umalis na kayo sa poder nila. They just take a different role, which is mentoring. Ideally, walang ibang tao na mas kakilala ka or mas concerned sa'yo than your parents. Kaya dapat may weight ang payo nila in reasonable terms. Dahil may ibang parents, cynical sila talaga. Pero generally, trust your parents on this. Especially kung bata ka pa. Normally kasi ang frontal lobes ng isang tao ay hindi nag-fully develop until mid-20s. Kaya medyo flawed pa ang judgment ng ilang mga bata until that age na fully formed na ang brain natin. Until then, parents nyo ang magbibigay ng foresight sa ilang blind spots in life. Kaya minsan may truth dun sa papunta ka pa lang, pabalik na kami. Kaya bawasan ang pride. Okay, so may time pa tayo for another letter. Basahin natin to. Dear Jay, my boyfriend is your regular bad boy type. He's an atheist, but I think I can change him. Should I pursue this relationship? Ate girl, I would suggest na ang lalaking pipiliin mo sana, kung pwede lang, ay yung hindi mo na kailangang baguhin. And this goes to everyone. Yung fixing yourself sana should happen outside the relationship. Hindi yung alam nyong broken na kayo tapos dadalhin nyo pa ito sa bagong relationship nyo. And not to say na broken ang pagiging atheist. Pero kung yan yung mindset nyo, yung babaguhin mo yung tao, medyo recipe for disaster ito. Gagawin nyo lang mas complicated ang buhay nyo. If we have the mindset of dating to marry, mas maiiwasan yung magsayang ng oras dahil may mawi-weed out nyo na yung mga hindi husband material, hindi father material dun sa mga husband and father material. And again, like I said kanina, sana same kayo ng values. Diba? Pumili kayo ng mapapangasawa with the same values as yours. Kung atheist si guy at ngayon mo pa lang siya i-convert, eh walang kasiguraduhan yan. Paano nyo i-raise ang mga anak nyo? Huwag kayong mag-BF or GF. Tapos gagawin yung project itong tao na ito. Yung tsaka mo lang sila i-convert. At lalong huwag nyong pagpupustahan ng mga kaibigan mo kung mababago mo ang ugali ng taong ito. Wala ba kayong natutunan dun sa pelikulang She's All That ni Rachel Leigh Cook? And again, babalik tayo dun sa sinabi ko kanina na don't make life-changing decisions in the state of kilig. Kasi may scientific basis ito. Hindi ko nabasa kanina, pero ito, babasahin ko na sa inyo. It's from a study called The Neural Correlates of Maternal and Romantic Love. Sinasabi dito that there are some judgment issues kung bagong panganak ka lang o kung sobrang in love ka. For our interest, let's focus on the latter. So ito yung sabi sa article. The activity specific to maternal attachment was compared to that associated to romantic love described in our earlier study and to the distribution of attachment mediating neurohormones established by other studies. Both types of attachment activated regions specific to each, as well as overlapping regions in the brain's reward system that coincide with areas rich in oxytocin and vasopressin receptors. Both deactivated a common set of regions associated with negative emotions, social judgment, and mentalizing that is the assessment of other people's intentions and emotions. We conclude that human attachment employs a push-pull mechanism that overcomes social distance by deactivating networks used for critical social assessment and negative emotions, while it bonds individuals through the involvement of the reward circuitry, explaining the power of love to motivate and accelerate. Sabi dito, because of the hormones like vasopressin and oxytocin, mas nagiging close ang magsing irog. Pero, na-i-impair ang cognitive functions gaya ng pag-feel ng negative emotions at social judgment. So actually, okay ito kapag mag-asawa na kayo. Magandang phenomenon ito. Lalo na if you practice natural family planning instead of the barrier method para mas maximize ang exchange of hormones. Kaya nga, may mga mag-asawa na na-overlook nila yung maliliit na flaws ng spouse nila. Pero hindi ito okay kung namimili ka pa lang ng mapapangasawa mo because it clouds your judgment. Okay? So, yan na ang episode natin. We talked about payong arugasa na may natutunan kayo. Again, let's apply Catholic and Christian values when discerning about these questions about love. Alright. By the way, kung di pa kayo nakaka-download ng Halo app, ano pang hinihintay nyo? Mag-download na kayo ng Halo, the number one Catholic Christian meditation app in the world. Makakasabay nyong magdasal, sina Bishop Barron, Mark Wahlberg, Jonathan Rumi, maging ang mga homegrown Catholic influencers gaya ni na Father Franz Dizon, Maris Umali, and Cardinal Tagle. Install the Halo app now using my affiliate link, halo.com/jaruga. Again, halo.com/jaruga. Alright! Salamat sa pakikinig ng The J. Aruga Show Podcast. This has been another episode of The J. Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye!
Hi, this is J. Aruga of The J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.